You're listening to SBS News.
The new Virgin Australia, what will that mean for Virgin travellers? Will they notice anything different?
Look, they're not going to notice a lot of difference. I mean, if you're travelling transcontinentally, you're not going to be travelling on an A330 wide-bodied aircraft with business class beds. You're going to be on a 737 with a more conventional standard business class product. A few of the nice trimmings that we've been experiencing up till now will disappear, but essentially it's still going to be a very, very good airline.
To what extent is it a win for Velocity members and customers with both points and credits brought forward?
If the new owners of Virgin Australia, Bain Capital, were to walk away from the Velocity frequent flyer points and the travel credits, then they wouldn't have any airline at all, because as we found with Ansett, when they tried to relaunch Ansett back in 2001, as soon as they said those things were not going to be honoured, the whole business proposition fell apart.
Now, this is what I find interesting. The company says it'll be a best value carrier, not a low-cost carrier. So what does that mean for airfares?
Look, that's a very good point. Best value is best value if you're a businessman, best value if you're an economy passenger, and best value if you're a budget traveller. They've already got some of these elements already there. They're going to take away a few frills that really didn't make any difference but cost a lot of money, and just deliver exactly what the passenger wants. And I think it's going to be a terrific proposition for travellers, and give Qantas and Jetstar some really good, strong competition, which will be terrific.
It also says that it'll emerge with a strong balance sheet worthy of investment grade rating. What do you think about that statement?
Well, indeed. I mean, Bain Capital is an extremely wealthy organisation. They have $150 billion in assets and funds. What they're going to do is use their expertise and their strength to get the balance sheet of Virgin Australia absolutely right. And this is what the administration process is all about.